News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Anyone reporting waste or fraud in the state programs could soon be rewarded under a bill being considered at the Capitol. Andrew Beckett has the story.
The bill from State Representative Chad Weininger would create an incentive program for reporting suspected fraudulent activity in state programs and agencies.
The proposal will allow for agency mismanagement to be reported with a reward up to 5% of the state funds saved over a 12-year period.
The Green Bay Republican hopes the plan would encourage the public to come forward with valuable information.
Oftentimes, if an individual knows about waste, fraud, or abuse, they won't report it to the state because there isn't an incentive for them. The risk versus the reward, there's no reward for them to get involved.
An assembly committee is currently considering the bill. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State educational officials say they will announce tomorrow or Friday how many students have applied for the expansion of Wisconsin's private school choice program. The final number will determine how many private schools will be able to accept limited numbers of tax-funded vouchers for low-income kids. Almost 50 schools outside of Milwaukee and Racine expressed an interest in being a part of the Choice program. If more than 500 students apply statewide, only the 25 schools with the most applicants will be able to participate. Advocacy groups expect many more than 500 youngsters to apply. A Rhinelander man facing attempted homicide charges for shooting his uncle Monday. 23-year-old Marcus Alstein's in court today in Oneida County, charged with attempted homicide and aggravated battery. The criminal complaint alleges Alstein shot his uncle, Justin Alstein's, after the two got into an argument at their home. Marcus fled the scene and was later arrested near Eagle River. He's being held on a $50,000 cash bond. Wisconsin's Job Creation Agency will start giving grants to communities to bring new companies to old and vacant industrial sites. The state's Public-Private Economic Development Corporation announced today it'll offer up to $1 million to communities to carry out plans to develop on large industrial sites. Those sites must have been idle, abandoned, or underused for at least the previous 5 years. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Some areas of fog. Expect a low around 50 degrees. Some of the low-lying areas might see some upper 40s. Sunshine for Thursday. Expect a high near 77. And then Friday, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower, high of 78. The warmth and the humidity starts to come back to the neighborhood over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, high near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy on Monday, high 81. Partly sunny by Tuesday, but a chance of storms then, high 82 degrees. If you would like to get a daily forecast sent to your smartphone or your portable device, just text the word weather to 39327. That's brought to you by First Weber Group. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.